Shiruru Vacha. Jitam Tatma Vidvarya.
Jitam Tatma Vidvarya.
Swasteye Swastirastu Me. Bhavata Radha Saradham. Sarvasmatmane Namaha.
Sarvasmatmane Namaha.
Okay, so I'll just go slow when I'm reading the translation. Lord Shiva addressed the Supreme Personality of Godhead with the following prayer.
Sljedećom molitvom.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead, all glory is unto you.
Sva slava tebi.
You're the most exalted of all self-realized
souls. Samospoznatih duše.
Since you are always
zato što si uvijek povoljan za samospoznate,
I wish that you be auspicious for
da
me.
Budeš povoljan i za mene.
You are worshipable by virtue.
Ti si vrijedan obožavanja zbog svoje.
Of the all perfect instructions you give.
Zbog vrline savršenih uputstava koje daješ.
You are the super soul.
Ti si nadduša.
Therefore I offer my obeisances
unto you. Zato odajem svoje poštovanje.
As a supreme living being.
Kao svevišnjem, najvišem od svih živih bića.
So purport by his divine grace,
komentar,
Srila Prabhupada.
Smisao njegove božanske milosti Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada Gijaj. Haribo. As soon as a devotee is inspired by the Lord to offer the Lord a prayer,
inspiriran od gospodina da nudi molitve,
the devotee immediately glorifies the Lord
počinje slaviti gospodina.
In the beginning by saying,
na početku rekavši,
all glory is unto you, my Lord.
Sva slava tebi, gospode.
The Lord is glorified.
Gospodin se slavi.
Because he is considered to be the chief of all self-realized souls.
Gospodarem svih samospoznatih duša.
As stated in the Vedas, Katha
Upanishad, u Vedama, Katha Upanishad,
Nicho Nichanam, Chaitanas Chaitananam, the Supreme Being, the Personality of Godhead,
svevišnja osoba, božanska osoba,
is the chief living being amongst all living beings.
On je glavno od svih živih bića.
There are different kinds of individual living beings.
Postoji puno različitih osobenih živih bića.
Some of them are in this material world.
Neki od njih su u materijalnom svijetu.
Some of them are
neka
in the spiritual
opet
world.
U duhovnom svijetu.
Those who are in the spiritual world are known to be
oni su poznati
completely self-realized.
Kao potpuno samospoznate duše.
Because on the spiritual platform,
zato što na duhovnom nivou,
the living entity
na duhovnoj razini,
is not forgetful of
živo biće
service to
ne
the
zaboravlja
Lord.
Svoju službu gospodinu.
Therefore, in the spiritual world,
u duhovnom svijetu,
all those who are in the devotional service
oni koji su
uključeni
u prednost služenja gospodina,
fixed.
Oni su
for they understand the position of the supreme
vječiti, jer se razumiju položaj kako svevišnjeg živog bića, tako i svoj vlastiti položaj. Tako među samospoznatim dušama, gospodin je poznat kao savršeno samospoznata duša.
Nicho Nichanam, Chaitanas Chaitananam. When the individual soul
kada
is fixed in knowledge of the Lord as the supreme being,
upućena u znanje o svevišnjem kao o najvišem biću,
he actually becomes established
onda,
in an all auspicious position.
Takva duša postaje utemeljena u najpovoljnijem
Lord Shiva
položaju.
Prays herein,
Shiva se ovdje moli
that
na sljedeći
auspicious
način.
Position continue eternally,
on bi želio da taj
povoljni
položaj
the Lord's mercy upon him.
Zauvijek ostane takav. I
the Supreme Lord is all perfect. And the Lord instructs
sve savršen.
That one who worships him also becomes perfect.
Objavljuje da svako ko njega obožava također postaje savršen.
As stated in the Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter.
Kao što saznajemo iz 15. poglavlja Gite.
Mantak smrtir gyanam apovanam cha. The Lord is situated as the super soul in everyone's heart.
Gospodin je smješten kao
but he is so kind to his devotees
ali on je tako ljubazan
that he gives them instructions
da im daje upute
by which they may progress or continue
kojima
to progress.
Oni mogu napredovati ili nastaviti napredovati.
When they receive instructions
kada
from the all perfect,
upute od sve
there's no chance of their being misled.
Nema nikakve šanse da će biti zavedeni.
This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita,
Gita
in the 10th chapter, text 10.
U 10. šloki.
Nami buddhi yogam tam.
Šloki.
Yena mam upayantite. The Lord is always ready to give instructions to the pure devotee
je uvijek spreman,
so that the devotee can advance further and further
tako
in
on
devotional
može dalje,
service.
Napredovati, sve više napredovati u prednom služenju.
Since the Lord gives instructions as Sarvatma, the super soul, Lord Shiva offers him respect with the words Sarvatma, Atmane, Namaha. The individual soul is called Atma, and the Lord is also called Atma, as well as Paramatma. Being situated in everyone's heart, the Lord is known as the Supreme
Atma.
Therefore, all obeisances are offered unto him. In this regard, one may refer to the prayers
tim,
of Queen Kunti in the first canto of Srimad
Bhagavatam.
Tata Paramahamsanam Muninam Hamalatmanam Bhakti Yoga Vidanartam Katam Pasye Mahistriyaha. The Lord is always ready to give instructions to the Paramahamsas or the topmost devotees of the Lord, who are completely liberated from all contaminations of the material world. The Lord always gives instructions to such exalted devotees to inform them how they can remain fixed in devotional service. Similarly, it is stated in the Atmarama verse in the Bhagavatam, Atmaramascha muniho nigranta apyurukrame kurvantya hoitukim bhaktim itambhuta gunho harihi. The word Atmarama refers to those who are not interested in the material world,
заинтересирани за материјални свет,
but are simply engaged in spiritual realization.
Ангажирани у духовно спознају.
Such self-realized persons are generally considered in two categories, impersonal and personal. However, impersonalists also become devotees when they are attracted by the personal transcendental qualities of the Lord.
Transcendentalnim odlikama gospodina.
The conclusion is that Lord Shiva wanted to remain a fixed devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead
Vasudeva.
As explained in the following verses, Lord Shiva never desires to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord like the impersonalist. Rather, he thinks that it would be good fortune for him to continue
da bi bila velika sreća za njega da nastavi
to be fixed in the understanding of the Lord as a supreme being.
I da ostane usresrećen u znanju gospodina kao svevišnjim.
By this understanding, one realizes that all living entities,
možemo shvatiti da sva živa bića,
including Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma,
uključujući Šivu i Brahmu,
and other demigods,
i druge polubogove,
are servants of the
supreme
Lord. Su samo
sluge svevišnjeg gospodina.
Okay. Shivrudravacha jitam tatma vidvarya swastaye swasti rastu me bhavata radasa vrahudham sarvasma atman hey manaha. So omagana tivadanda shaganjana shalakaya chakshurun meditam yena tasmai shi gurave namaha. So, I think first we should describe what Lord Shiva's position is. Because it is interesting that Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur describes that if one sees a difference between Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, one is an offender.
Takva osoba se smatra vrijeđaocem.
This is actually quite an interesting realization.
Zanimljiva spoznaja.
Because many times we find that Vaishnavas,
puta nalazimo da Vaishnave,
they criticize the Shaivites.
Oni kritiziraju Shaivite. Oni kritiziraju Shaivite.
The Shaivites, they criticize the Vaishnavas.
I obrnuto. Shaivite kritiziraju Vaishnave.
But Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that this is highly offensive.
Da je to jako uvrijedljiva stvar.
Because Lord Shiva is not an ordinary soul.
Shiva nije obična duša.
There is Lord Brahma, who is generally Jiva Tattva. And of course, Lord Vishnu is
Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu, Vishnu Tattva, razumije se.
And then the rest of the demigods, they're generally Jiva Tattva.
Oni su uglavnom Jiva Tattva.
Unless no one is there to take the position of the demigod, then Krishna sometimes steps in and takes their position.
Da bi zauzela položaj tog poluboga, onda Krishna mora to učiniti.
But that is rare.
Ali to se rijetko zbiva.
Because the demigods generally, when you find the name Brahma, Indra,
Brahma,
Indra,
Vayu.
He can't hear you. You turn up your volume. So generally when you hear the names
uglavnom,
of the demigods,
kada čujete imena polubogova,
like Brahma, Vayu, Indra, these aren't the names of the demigods, these are the names of the positions.
To nisu imena polubogova, zaista to su imena položaja.
So for example, any of us can become Lord
Brahma.
Now, would anyone here like to become Lord Brahma?
Da li iko ovdje želio biti Brahma?
No, why not?
Zašto ne želite?
It's very nice.
To je jako lijepa stvar.
You get to be the GBC of the whole universe.
Postaćete GBC cijelog svemira.
And you get to have many heads.
I imaš da puno glava.
Our universe is small, so Lord Brahma has four heads.
A naš svemir je malen, pa imamo samo četiri glave kod Brahma.
But some Brahmas have
Ali neke
thousand,
Brahma imaju
tisuće,
deset tisuće,
million heads.
Milijune glava.
Don't ask me where they put the heads.
Nemojte me pitati gdje ste smjestili te glave. Ja ne znam, ne mogu to razumjeti.
But you can also become
Lord Ali možete postati Brahma.
Also you can become Indra.
Ili možete postati Indra.
If you are a Sakama devotee,
ako ste Sakama bhakta,
that means if you're worshiping Krishna,
to znači ako obožavate Krishnu,
motivation,
sa motivacijom određenom.
If you're not executing,
ako ne sprovodite
Shuddha bhakti, that means pure devotional service.
To znači čisto predano služenje, onda
you'll become a demigod in the next life.
U idućem životu postajete polubog.
Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says,
Krishna u Giti kaže,
those who leave
oni koji napuštaju ovo tijelo,
without becoming completely perfect in Krishna
consciousness,
nisu postali
savršeno svjesnosti Krishna. Nakon određenog znači napretka samo, oni se rađaju na duhovnim planetama, ne, na rajskim planetama.
And those who leave this body,
oni koji napuste ovo tijelo,
after a lot of advancement, but maybe they're not completely
napretka,
Krishna conscious,
ali nisu potpuno baš svjesni Krishna,
where do they take birth?
Gdje se oni rađaju? Šući nam Šrimatam.
What? Yeah, in a family of transcendentalists.
Oni se rađaju u familiji transcendentalista.
Such a birth is very, very rare, Krishna.
E, takvo je rođenje vrlo rijetko, kaže Krishna.
So, Lord Shiva is not like that.
Gospodin, Shiva nije takav.
Lord Shiva is not a jiva soul who has taken
Shiva
that position.
Shiva nije jiva koja je zauzela taj položaj.
Sometimes you may find it empowered, like Shaktivesh of Lord Shiva, then it may be
postoji
a jiva soul.
Postoji Shaktivesh Shiva, to može biti jiva.
But generally,
ali uglavnom,
Lord Shiva is
Shiva je
the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead meant to deal with this material
osobe
world.
Koji ima posao svojim materijalnim svijetom.
Krishna himself doesn't come in contact
Krishna
with Maya.
Ne dolazi u kontakt s Majom.
But he impregnates this material world, Zakshata, through his glance, and that glance
svoj,
is called Shambhu or Shiva.
On kroz svoj pogled impregnira materialnu energiju s Jivama, i taj pogled se zove Shambhu ili Shiva.
So Shiva is literally the glance
Shiva
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Pogled svevišnje božanske osobe.
And that glance is non-different than the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Od svevišnje božanske osobe.
They're chanting Hare Krishna in a different way.
Oni na drugačiji način pjevaju Hare Krishna.
Haribo. So, anyway, so that glance,
dakle, taj pogled,
being non-different from Krishna,
pošto je nerazličit od Krishna,
is described sometimes
se ponekad opisuje
like the yogurt that comes
yogurt
from the milk.
Koji proizilazi iz mlijeka.
The Brahma Samhita describes that Krishna is like the milk and Lord Shiva is like the yogurt.
Mlijeka, a Shiva je kao jogurt.
So both milk and yogurt are nutritious.
Mlijeko i jogurt su oba dve hranljive substance.
Of course, Lord Shiva, being an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
je ekspanzija svevišnje božanske osobe,
is the best devotee of the
on
Lord.
On je najbolji od bhakta gospodinovih.
Vaishnavanam, Yata Shambhu, that means Shambhu is the best devotee of Krishna.
To znači Shambhu je najbolji Vaishnava, najbolji bhakta Krishna.
Because all of Krishna's expansions,
sve Krishna ekspanzije,
energies,
energije,
are his devotees.
Su njegovi bhakta.
Just like we have Lord Balaram.
Na primjer imamo gospodina Balarama.
You have Balaram there on the altar.
Balaram je tu na altaru.
Balaram is also a devotee of Krishna.
Balaram je također Krishna bhakta.
He serves Krishna by performing the service of being Krishna's Brahman thread,
na taj način
seat,
što i postoje Krishna brahmanski konac, sjedalo,
the altar,
altar također,
and the temple.
I temple.
And if you cleanse the temple,
i ako čistite
hram, service to Balarama.
To je kao da služite Balarama.
And Balaram serves as Lord Nityananda.
Također postoje gospodin Nityananda.
Balaram serves as Lakshman.
On služi kao Lakshman.
Whenever Krishna appears,
kada
he appears
se Krishna pojavi,
with his expansion,
Balaram,
Lakshman, Nityananda.
Balaram, Lakshman, Nityananda.
Lakshman served
Lakshman
Lord Rama so nicely.
Ramu, tako, na tako divan način.
That for all the years they were in exile, he did not
da
eat
za,
one time.
Da za svo vrijeme dok su bili u izgnanstvu,
you know,
niti jednom nije jeo. Da li ste to znali?
So many years
Lakshman,
in exile.
Tako puno godina su proveli u izgnanstvu.
And he didn't eat.
A nikad nije jeo.
Even Lord Rama was shocked to hear this.
Čak je Rama bio šokiran kad je saznao to.
He asked Lakshman, "How is it you did not eat?"
Pitao je Lakshman, kako to da nikad nisi jeo?
Because every day I gave you a piece of fruit.
Sam ti dao nešto voća.
And Lakshman replied,
je odgovorio,
"Every day you gave me a piece of fruit, but you didn't
voće,
tell me to eat."
Ali mi nisi rekao da jedem.
You just said take, but you
sam
didn't
rekao,
say eat.
Uzmi, ali nisi rekao jedi.
So that's an obedient servant.
To znači pokoran sluga.
Of course, originally in the brahmachari training,
naravno, izvorno, kad
the brahmachari would not eat unless the spiritual master
obučavali kao brahmachari, brahmachari ne bi jeo dok mu duhovni učitelj ne bi dao dozvolu.
Yeah, nowadays they don't follow this so strictly.
Danas se to ne slijedi tako strogo.
Nowadays the brahmachari eats before the spiritual master.
Danas brahmachari jede prije učitelja.
But the original training is
ali
that he would
izvorna je obuka bila takva da
wait until the spiritual master
bi morao čekati dok mu duhovni učitelj ne bi rekao da može jesti. Mm.
So, anyway, so Lord Shiva's position is he's
znači, sada,
the best of Vaishnavas. Another reason he's a good Vaishnava, we
još
consider
jedna,
him the topmost Vaishnava,
zašto je on najbolji Vaishnava,
is that Lord Shiva preaches to the most difficult people.
Najtežim osobama.
Who does he preach to?
Kome on propovjeda?
In Lord Shiva's temple there is ghosts and witches.
U Šivinim hramovima imamo duhova vještica,
Bhutas, Pisaches.
Bhute, pišači.
Can you imagine a Hare Krishna temple with filled with ghosts and witches?
Zamislite ovaj Hare Krishna hram ispunjen sa duhovima i vješticama?
It's hard enough waking everybody up in the morning.
Dovoljno je, će biti teško probuditi svakog jutra.
But if there were ghosts and witches,
ne, sad je već dovoljno teško probuditi ljude, a da, kad bi bilo duhova i vještica, niko ne bi ustajao.
So Lord Shiva,
sada Shiva,
he preaches to the lowest class of living entity.
Najnižim živim bićima.
And engages them somehow or other
in
Krishna service.
Na ovaj ili onaj način ih uključuje u Krishna službu.
So he is known as the greatest of
Vaishnavas
because he is very merciful.
Jako je samilostan.
A Vaishnava is understood in terms of his mercy. That is how you judge the qualification.
Aha, tako znači, sudimo ko je Vaishnava.
Ha, tatikshava kurunika suvrda sarvadehinam. Ajata sachava shanta sarva
sarvabhushana.
Lord Kapiladev gives these qualities.
Objašnjava odlike.
How you can judge who is Vaishnava?
Kako možete procijeniti ko je Vaishnava?
Someone who is tolerant,
onaj ko je podnošljiv, onaj ko je samilostan,
a friend to all living entities,
svih živih bića,
not distinguishing,
onaj ko ne pravi razliku,
who is nice to him, who is not nice,
ko je fin, ko je nije dobar.
Jata Shatrava, one who does not consider anyone to be his enemy.
On nikoga ne smatra svojim neprijateljem.
This is a very hard one for us.
To je jako teško za nas, recimo, ta odlika.
As soon as someone insults us, we
kad
get angry with them, isn't it?
God nas neko uvrijedi, mi se odmah naljutimo na njega.
Isn't it? Someone does something, insults us, interferes with our sense gratification.
Neko nas uvrijedi, neko se umiješa u naše čulno uživanje.
Takes away our pizza.
Neko nam mazne picu.
And we get angry.
I odmah se naljutimo.
Jayate vishya pumsam sangastesha bajayate sangat sanjayate kama kama krodha bajayate. You get angry because you're engaged in sense gratification.
Naljutite se zašto? Zato što ste uključeni u stvari, da, čulno
živote. And we want to think of others as our enemies.
I onda želimo misliti na druge ljude kao o svojim neprijateljima.
This is actually the greatest impediment to our advancement in
devotional
service.
To je najveća prepreka našem napretku u predanom služenju.
The consideration that other people are
smatrati
our enemies.
Smatrati druge ljude neprijateljima.
Prahlad Maharaj, he was going to his Gurukula, the Asurakula.
U Asurakula.
And Sanda Namarka, his teachers, were trying to teach him about friends and enemies.
Oni su ga pokušavali uputiti u tajne prijateljstva i neprijateljstva.
And Prahlad Maharaj rejected this conception.
A Prahlad Maharaj je odbacio takvo shvaćanje.
He rejected this. He did reject his whole political
odbacio
consideration.
Sveta politička shvaćanja.
A Vaishnava is a friend to everyone.
A Vaishnava je svačiji prijatelj.
And if someone attacks a Vaishnava,
i ako neko napadne Vaishnava,
then the Vaishnava gives him his mercy.
Onda mu Vaishnava daje svoju milost.
Like Lord Jesus Christ said, if someone slaps you in one cheek,
poput,
turn the other
cheek. Kao što je Isus Krist rekao, ako vas neko okrenite drugi obraz, ne?
So this is Lord Shiva.
To je Shiva.
And this is of course a description of all great Vaishnavas.
A to vrijedi i za sve velike Vaishnave također.
So here Lord Shiva is offering his prayers unto the Lord in the proper fashion.
Upućuje gospodinu na pravilan način.
Because when you approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
zato što pristupite božanskoj osobi,
the first thing you have to do is
glorify him.
Before you ask anything from him,
prije nego što zatražite bilo što od njega,
the first thing you do is glorify.
Prva stvar, trebate ga slaviti.
The second thing you do is you ask for something.
Sljedeća stvar je da ga zamolite za nešto.
And the third thing you do is you glorify him.
Ponovo slavite.
It's like a sandwich.
Kao sandwich je to.
You know sandwiches?
Znate šta je sandwich?
The bread is on both sides and the nectar
kruh
is in the middle.
Kruh na obadvije strane, u sredini nektar.
So that's how you're supposed to pray, like
tako
sandwich praying.
Tako se trebate molitvi. To je ovoga, sandwich molitva.
So the request...
Molba,
that one gives to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called Sankalpa in Sanskrit.
Pred gospodinom se naziva Sankalpa na sanskritu.
That means one has
to znači,
a particular desire or request
želju,
to make of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Koju postavljate pred gospodinom.
It's described in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that when one chants a mantra,
ukoliko osoba izgovara mantru,
or when one offers prayers,
ili nudi molitve,
one should have a request.
Onda također treba imati nekakvu molbu.
Aha. It is not that one should just chant mindlessly.
Nije da samo treba bezumno izgovarati molitve.
That is called niyam agraha.
To zove niyam agraha.
To chant or do things mindlessly.
Onako bezumno izgovarati ili raditi stvari.
But you have to be asking for something.
Morate za nešto moliti.
Because Krishna
Jer
sees
Krishna
your desire.
Vidi vašu želju.
The holy names, Namachintamani, Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, the holy name is a desire
Sveto
tree.
Sveto ime je poput drveta želja.
And depending on what you desire, you'll get that from
I
the holy names.
O tome što želite, to ćete i dobiti od svetog imena.
If you want something material,
Ako
you'll get that from the holy names.
Ako želite nešto materialno, dobijete to od imena.
Just like the desire trees in Vrindavan.
Poput drveća želja u Vrindavanu.
If you hold a desire tree,
Ako se držite drveta želja,
The desire tree knows your desire.
Ono zna vašu želju.
You may be saying one thing.
Možda govorite jednu stvar.
But inside it knows your heart.
Ali unutar sebe ono zna vaše srce.
And it depends on how strong you desire.
I ovisi o tome koliko snažno nešto želite.
I'll give you a practical example.
Daću vam jedan praktični primjer.
One day I went to Vrindavan.
Otišao sam u Vrindavan jednoga dana.
I was with one of my god brothers.
Bio sam s jednim god brotherom.
He was a little older.
Malo stariji je bio.
He was 50 years old and
Ima
was
50 godina.
He had just left family life.
I upravo je bio napustio porodični život.
But he had a desire to re-enter family life.
Ali želio je ponovo se vratiti.
So I went to the desire tree.
Zato otišli smo do drveta želje.
And I embraced the desire tree.
I zagrlio sam ga.
And I prayed to the desire
molio
tree.
Sam se.
Please let this devotee become renounced.
Dozvoli da ovaj bhakta postane odvojen.
And I was praying.
Molio
little
sam
hard.
Se, malo sam ono, sa puno želje sam se molio.
And then I went to the devotee and said,
I just, otišao do bhakta, tog bhakta,
I just prayed to the desire tree for your benefit.
Upravo sam se molio drvetu želju za tvoju dobrobit.
And he said, don't pray like that, Maharaj.
On je rekao, nemoj se tako moliti, Maharaj.
Don't, please don't.
Molim te, nemoj to raditi.
Anything but that.
Sve samo ne to.
So he ran to the desire tree.
I otrčao je do drveta želja.
And he embraced it and he started praying what he wanted.
I onda se molio za ono što je on želio.
So there was a conflict between my prayers and his prayers.
I do sukoba između moje i njegove molitve.
So his prayers were stronger than my prayers.
I njegove su molitve bile snažnije od mojih.
His desire was stronger than my desire.
Njegova želja je bila snažnija od moje.
1 month later he was married again.
Mjesec dana kasnije on se ponovo oženio.
That's okay.
I to je u redu.
But it just illustrates the fact that the strength of your desires determines what you get from the holy name.
Snaga vaše želje određuje što ćete dobiti od svetog imena.
So the point is, what should we be praying to Krishna? What should we be praying to the holy name for?
Čemu se molite, zbog čega se molite Krishna? Ne.
Should we be mundane religionists asking Krishna?
Da li trebamo biti svjetovni, religiozni ljudi koji molimo od Krishna
for wealth?
Da nam da bogatstvo.
For health,
zdravlje,
for dhanam, janam, and sundarim, followers, whatever.
Bilo što.
We have to see in our hearts. Do we want these things?
Moramo razumjeti da li to zaista želimo svome srcu.
Because if we want them,
ja,
we will get them.
Onda ćemo ih i dobiti.
And then these will be the cause.
I onda će
of
oni
misery.
Biti uzrok naše bijede.
You think that these will be the cause of your happiness.
Ako mislite da će to biti uzrok vaše sreće.
It's like the lady who was in the forest.
To je poput te gospođe koja se našla u šumi.
And she was carrying firewood on her head.
I nosila je drvo za ogrijev na glavi.
And she dropped the firewood by accident on the ground.
И случайно я испала с от дерева.
And she was crying, Krishna, 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 come, help me.
Тражила, молила Кришну, молим ты, дойди, помози мне.
And then Krishna appeared.
И Кришна се появил.
And Krishna said, what do you want,
my dear devotee?
И рекла,
что желаешь?
And she said, please pick the firewood up and put it back on my head.
Дай покупи это дерево и стави его на голову.
So it's like that if we're asking Krishna
for
something, some nonsense. We're just asking Krishna to increase our burden in this material world. So instead we should be praying as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does in his
Shikshashtika.
Every devotee should study Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with
Shikshashtika.
Ayananda tanuja kinkaram patita mam vishame bhavambudo kripaya tava pada pankaja stita duli sadrasam vachintaya. This is a wonderful prayer which Srila
Prabhupada
told us to chant in that same mood.
За кој нам и Прабхупада рекол да требамо изговарити у истом расположењу.
O son of Nanda Maharaj.
O sine Nanda Maharaj.
I am your eternal servant.
Ја сам твој вечни твој слуга.
But somehow or other I've fallen into this ocean, this horrible ocean of material birth and death. Please save me and fix me as one of the atoms at your lotus
feet. Mm-hmm.
So this is a wonderful prayer. And Prabhupada said that we should cry in this mood like a child crying for his mother. Actually, what my godbrother Guru Govinda Maharaj said, that Krishna consciousness should be a school for crying.
Guru Govinda Maharaj rekao da svjesnost Krishna treba biti škola plakanja.
Crying means laulyam, intense desire, which is the price for pure devotional service.
Snažna želja, laulyam, koja je cijena koju možemo steći pred onom služenjem.
Crying like a little child for his mother.
Malog djeteta, kao što malo dijete plače za svojom majkom.
Just like a week ago, I was in an airplane. And I had the great fortune to have a baby sit next to me. And the mother was there.
A majka također.
And the other side, there was another baby.
A s druge strane još jedna beba opet.
And they were crying.
Bebe su plakale.
So much, so
tako
much.
Su puno plakale.
And the mother was trying to satisfy the baby's desire with all of her heart.
Želju te bebe, međutim.
So much so they were trying to satisfy the baby's desire they did not even see me.
Zadovoljiti bebine želje da me nisu ni primjećivale.
And they were pushing the baby on top of me.
I onda su gurale bebe preko mene.
This is teaching me great tolerance.
I to me podučavalo snošljivost.
Sannyasis don't usually change diapers on babies.
Jer sannyasi obično ne mijenjaju pelene bebama.
So, but I was seeing, because the child was crying so much,
babe, ja sam mogao vidjeti, ta
the mother
beba
just
je plakala tako puno.
Fulfilled the desire.
Majka je samo željela ispuniti tu želju.
So in the same way we cry for Krishna.
Način, ako mi plačemo za Krishnom,
my dear Krishna, we have to mean it.
Dragi, Krishna, i to moramo zaista misliti.
And then Krishna will give us what we want.
I onda će nam Krishna dati ono što želimo.
The holy names will give us what we want.
Sveta imena će nam dati ono što želimo.
It's a question of your desire.
Samo je pitanje vaše želje.
So then you may ask, how do I develop a nice desire
kako da ja razvijem tako finu želju sada?
Since I don't have a pure desire?
Pošto nemam čistu želju.
I don't want manma janmani janmani svare bhavatad bhakti ahoy tiki tvoye.
Ja ne želim.
I want dhanam janam sundari.
Želim dhanam janam.
I want more.
Sundarim. Želim više. Još.
Well, the trick is
pa cijeli što si u tome?
Association.
Da? Se družimo.
If you associate with those who
ako se družite s onima
pure, their qualities will rub off.
Koji su čisti, onda će njihove odlike se odslikati.
And if you associate with those who are not pure,
s onima koji nisu čisti,
those who are sakama devotees,
oni koji su sakama bhakte,
then their qualities will rub off on you too.
Onda će se njihove odlike odslikati na vama ili
Association means hearing.
Druženje znači slušati.
Association also means eating.
Druženje znači jesti također.
Like if you eat food,
ako jedete hranu,
and it is cooked by someone with impure consciousness, your consciousness also gets impure.
Osoba sa nečistom svjesnošću, vaša će se svjesnost nečistiti također.
Just like you know in the case of grandfather Bhishma,
eto u slučaju djeda Bhishma,
and Dronacharya,
i Drone,
They fought on the wrong side in the battle of Kurukshetra.
Na krivoj strani na Kurukshetri.
So you may ask, how come they fought on the wrong side of the battle of Kurukshetra?
Kako sada da su oni na krivoj strani na
Kurukshetri? Grandfather Bhishma is a Mahajan.
Djed Bhishma, on je Mahajan.
Dronacharya is also
Drona,
pure devotee.
Čisti Bhakta također.
Why did they do the wrong thing?
Zašto su učinili krivo?
And Srila Prabhupada explains, that's because they were eating food cooked in Duryodhana's kitchen.
Skuhano u Duryodhaninoj kuhinji.
Yeah, Duryodhana was, Duryodhana, he was a good cook.
Je bio dobar kuhar.
But his consciousness was not good.
Ali svjesnost mu nije bila baš.
He made nice dobro. Pizza, but...
Dobru pizzu je on spravljao.
It's contaminated pizza.
Međutim, bila je kontaminirana.
The same way.
Na sličan način.
Same way we should hear about Krishna.
Mi trebamo slušati o Krishna.
Avaishnava mokod girnam putam harikatam ratam shravananaiva kartavyam sarpochistiyatapayam. We should hear about Krishna from those who are pure.
Trebamo slušati o Krishna od onih koji su čisti.
And if we do, then
I ako to činimo,
that bhakti lata
bija
grows.
Će izrasti, proklijati.
And if we hear about Krishna,
ako slušamo o Krishna
from those who are not pure,
od onih koji nisu čisti,
on the pure path, then
koji su na čistom putu,
the karma bij,
ili koji nisu na čistom putu,
may grow,
onda karma bija može
that means the desire to enjoy grossly,
i onda će se
jana
bij, želja
the desire for liberation may grow,
grub, na grub način, ili gjana,
yoga
želja za znanje, you
know, siddha bij, or different desires
bij,
that may come up.
Želje se mogu pojaviti.
They choke the main creeper of
I oni mogu na taj način ugušiti tu glavnu pozavicu prednog služenja.
So we are very fortunate in the Krishna consciousness movement.
Mi smo jako sretni u ovom društvu svjesnosti Krishna.
Because we have Srila Prabhupada's association.
Zato što imamo društvo Prabhupada.
That's why we emphasize more than anything else Srila Prabhupada's books.
I zato više od svega mi stavljamo akcenat na ove Prabhupadove knjige.
And the books of his pure followers.
I na knjige njegovih čistih sljedbenika.
Just like whenever I read Srila Prabhupada's books, I just become enlivened
knjige,
to perform devotional service.
Inspiriran, postajem nadahnut.
The enjoying spirit becomes diminished.
Da spredno služim, a duh uživanja biva umanjen.
Because that is all that there is in Prabhupada's books is pure devotional
service. Sve što nalazimo u Prabhupadovim knjigama je predano služenje, čisto predano služenje.
So if we want to cultivate that pure desire,
ako želimo njegovati
we
čistu želju,
with those who are pure.
Onda se trebamo družiti sa onima koji su čisti. Vrlo jednostavno.
And then,
i tada,
you can become Krishna conscious very, very quickly.
Postajete svjesni Krishna vrlo brzo.
Or you can become Krishna conscious in 10 million lifetimes.
It depends
upon your association and your desire.
Druženju, vašoj želji.
The holy name is always there. The holy name is always potent. The holy name is always pure.
Moćno,
but the holy
čisto.
Name will not reveal
its
glory
to you slave, vama,
unless you have the right desire.
Nemate pravu želju.
Okay. I think that's it. We don't want to speak too long. Today we're going to be giving class in the... I think for the next 4 or 5 days we're going to be giving a seminar. Not today, but actually after today we're going to be giving a seminar in Madhurya
Kadambini,
which will be a seminar describing how to cultivate pure devotional service and the symptoms of pure devotional service. So you're all invited to attend. Today, of course, our seminar is going to be on
Srila
Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj and my experiences and realizations about him.
Because
he and I were associated even from the very beginning days of the movement.
And
so I thought I would share some of these pastimes
neke od tih zabava
and realizations with all of you.
I realizacija sa svima
vama. Again, I would like to thank everybody. So, does anyone
zahvaliti?
Have any questions?
Da li iko ima pitanje?
Yes.
Na početku lekcije si objasnio da se smatra uvredljivim ukoliko Šivu
yeah.
smatramo različitim od gospodina Višnu. Međutim, druga uvreda
yeah.
Imenu jeste
yeah.
smatrati da su imene Višnu jednaka imenima Brahme i Šive. E sad, kako se sve to pravilno razumijeti?
I don't think the microphone's, your microphone's working.
Da, mikrofon ne radi.
So you translated what he said, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Well, I already translated what...
You translated his question?
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right, so you asked the question of how to properly understand what is an apparent difference between the two injunctions.
Ovoga, tu na izgled kontradikciju između dve upute, jedna je da... Da.
First of all, let us
svega,
analyze
pokušajmo analizirati
in a very deep way
na duboki način
the who Lord Shiva is, even in a more deeper way than I did before.
Na malo dublji način nego što sam prije to učinio.
The source of Lord Shiva.
Shivin izvor.
That manifests in this world, or the person who manifests in this world, is a personality called Sadashiva in the spiritual world.
Izvorište tog Shive u ovom svijetu je Sadashiva, koji živi u duhovnom svijetu i koji je Višnutatva.
So when we talk about Shiva, that's the Shiva we're talking about.
Kad govorimo o Shivi, to je taj Shiva o kome govorimo.
The injunctions,
upute ili instrukcije.
There's another injunction, Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahmarudradi Daivata. The injunction is that one who actually thinks that Shiva is the same as Vishnu,
da je Shiva jednak Vishnu,
and that person is an offender, or that person is a Pashandi, that applies
to when Lord Shiva to se odnosi na,
is in certain cases a Jiva soul.
Na Shivu koji je
Jiva tatva.
Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur to objašnjava.
Because just like
Krishna,
he has various incarnations, and some of them are called Shaktavesh
avatars.
Just like our spiritual masters, the mind gracious of the Prabhupada is a Shaktavesh avatar, Lord Jesus Christ is a Shaktavesh avatar, Buddha is a Shaktavesh avatar. So these personalities, even though they're avatars,
oni su avatari,
are different.
Međutim,
than,
drugači.
It's a fancy word in an ontology. Are different in identity from the Supreme Personality of
Godhead.
Just like Srila Prabhupada is a Shaktavesh avatar, but he's not Krishna.
Ali nije Krishna.
He's representing Krishna. He's empowered by Krishna.
On je predstavnik Krishna.
So that injunction,
ta uputa, ta instrukcija,
as far as the offenses are concerned,
što se tiče uvrede,
deal with those expansions of Shiva that are Jiva Tattva.
Koje su Jiva Tattva.
Does that explain it?
Da li to objašnjava?
It's very interesting. Now, until I had read the Madhurya Kadambani,
dok nisam pročitao Madhurya
Kadambani, I didn't understand this point precisely
razumio,
too. So, it was all explained by Vishvanatha Chakravarti.
Sve to Vishvanatha Chakravarti tako objašnjava.
Because Lord Shiva does have many expansions.
Ima puno ekspanzije.
Like, for example, in the Bhagavatam, it describes that Lord Shiva expands
Shiva se
as the sunrise, you know, the twilight hours. Lord Shiva expands
zora.
His anger, too.
On se također manifestuje u obliku ljutnje.
Does anyone here ever get angry?
Da li si ko ovdje naljuti ponikad?
No, nobody gets angry.
Niko se naljuti ovdje.
So, okay, everyone's humble.
Svi su
ponizni. So, that's Lord Shiva.
To je Shiva.
But it's not that when you get angry,
ali nije da kad se naljutite,
you say, this is Lord Shiva, you
kažete,
should worship me.
Ovo je Shiva i sad me trebate obožavati.
Right? Ha. You know, the husband says to the wife, now I'm
Muš
Lord
ženi,
Shiva because
I'm
angry.
Sad sam Shiva.
And then the wife should say, I'm Durga.
Onda mu žena treba reći, onda sam ja Durga.
If you're Lord Shiva, I'm Durga.
Ako ti Shiva, ja sam Durga.
And anyway, so Prabhupada said if the husband and wife don't argue with each other, then the wife is like Lakshmi.
Ne svađaju, onda je žena Lakshmi.
This is a very important point, that if the husband and wife have a good relationship,
ako
there'll never be a lack
dobar
of money.
Odnos, onda neće biti nedostatka novca, jer Lakshmi će uvijek biti tu.
That's a very easy way to make money.
To je jednostavan način za zaraditi novac.
Just be nice to your wife and you'll
samo
be rich all the time.
Samo budite fini prema ženi i bit ćete uvijek bogati.
Because this is Kali Yuga, maybe the most difficult austerity, right?
Jer to je Kali Yuga je sada i to je možda najteže od svih strogosti.
Anyway, does that explain?
Da li to objašnjava?
Okay, any other questions?
Drugo pitanje?
Yes. Yeah, why don't you translate that?
I couldn't
hear. He's asking, is it wrong to ask Krishna for help in executing devotional service?
Da li je pogrešno moliti Krishna za pomoć pri izvođenju predanog služenja?
Help.
Help. Da li je pogrešno da molimo Krishna da nam da zdravlje da bismo mogli predano služiti?
Yes. No, it's not wrong.
Ne, nije krivo.
Because
zato što
if you've gotten the order from your spiritual master to do something,
učitelja da nešto obavite,
then
onda
you have to ask Krishna,
morate tražiti od Krishna
for the health, for the strength, for the
zdravlje,
intelligence to do that.
Za snagu, za snošljivost da bi se to moglo obaviti.
If your life is dedicated to
ako je vaš život
to the Lord,
posvećen služenju gospodina,
then your prayers can be in reference to that service.
Će se odnositi na tu službu.
Just like
kao što,
in my own example, my own self,
u vlastitom primjeru, primjeru mene samog,
one of the services that I've been given
službi koju sam dobio,
is that I have to
moram
arrange for the building of a temple in Mayapur.
Obezbijediti da se gradi tempel u Mayapuru.
So this temple is going to cost more than 100 million euros.
Će koštati više od 100 miliona eura.
So I pray to Krishna,
zato se
please
molim
send
Krishni,
100 million
molim
euros.
Te, pošalji nam 100 miliona eura.
That is all right.
I to je u redu.
Not because it's not 100 million euros
zato
so I can get a boat here.
Nije, ne želim 100 miliona eura da bi si jahtu nabavio.
It's 100 million euros to please Krishna.
Već 100 miliona eura da bi zadovoljio Krishna.
So yes.
Tako da,
if you have the order, like Prabhupada has given us this order.
Kao što je Prabhupada dao svoje naređenje.
You build a temple in Mayapur.
Izgradite hram u Mayapuru.
So we have to pray to
onda
Krishna.
Moramo se moliti Krishni
all the facilities to be able to do that.
Mogućnosti da bismo to mogli obaviti, to je u redu.
But you have to make sure that your service
biti sigurni,
has been authorized, has been given to you. By
autorizirana da vam je data od Krišne preko učeničkog nasljeđa.
You cannot
ne možete
invent your service.
Izmisliti si službu.
Okay.
U redu.
So any other questions?
Drugo pitanje?
No, no other questions? The seminar is at 10:30, right?
Seminar počinje od 10:30. Tako će biti dovoljno vremena za sve da
je. Thank you very much. We'll have the seminar on Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj at 10:30 this morning.
Počinje seminar o Bhakti
Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Jai.
Haribol.